I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. One person was killed and three others injured in a two-vehicle crash in Fond du Lac County's town of Auburn Sunday morning. County sheriff's officials say a passenger in one of the vehicles called 911 just before 8 a.m. to report the crash at the intersection of County Highway V and Mill Pond Road. The preliminary investigation found that a 21-year-old Campbellsport man was southbound on Mill Pond Road and failed to yield the right-of-way to a vehicle heading north on County Highway V, resulting in the collision. He suffered minor injuries and was taken to St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac. A passenger, a 20-year-old Kiwaska man, was treated for minor injuries and released at the scene. The 68-year-old Kiwaska woman driving the northbound vehicle was taken to St. Agnes Hospital and died while waiting to be flown to another hospital. A passenger in her vehicle, a 16-year-old Kiwaska girl, suffered minor injuries and was taken to St. Agnes Hospital. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the crash, and the Campbellsport man driving the southbound vehicle was arrested on a suspicion of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle charge and was booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail. Ripon police responded to the 500 block of South Douglas Street Friday morning at 10:35 for a fight between two people that left the victim with substantial injuries. It led to a standoff of more than 8 hours, during which residents were asked to avoid the area of South Douglas Street between East Fond du Lac Street or State Highway 23 and Jackson Street. It culminated shortly before 7:30 Friday evening when a person was taken into custody. The incident remains under investigation. Four people, including three children, were injured in a two-vehicle crash in Fond du Lac County early Friday afternoon. Sheriff's officials say a 911 call reported the accident at the intersection of County Highway V and Haven Drive in the town of Auburn. The preliminary investigation found a 16-year-old from Campbellsport was eastbound in an SUV and stopped at the stop sign on Haven Drive but failed to yield the right-of-way at County Highway V. The SUV entered the path of a northbound SUV driven by a 55-year-old Campbellsport woman. The Campbellsport teen driving the eastbound SUV and two juvenile passengers were taken to Frederick Hospital in West Bend, where they were treated for minor injuries. The Campbellsport woman driving the northbound SUV was taken to St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac with serious injuries. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says President Biden health officials purposely turned a blind eye toward COVID-19 vaccine safety signals. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
They didn't want to create vaccine hesitancy. They wanted to make sure that Biden could mandate this to the military and others.
On April 29th, the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations Johnson chairs held a hearing and released a report. It details how an algorithm being used to analyze the vaccine adverse event reporting system masked or hid COVID-19 vaccine adverse event safety signals. An updated algorithm showed 25 safety signals, including sudden cardiac death, pulmonary infarction, and more. He says there was a push to get people vaccinated.
Nobody wants to admit that something they were pushing or mandating might have killed or permanently disabled somebody, but that's exactly what happened.
Senator Johnson says currently there have been 1.6 million cumulative worldwide adverse events and over 39,000 deaths associated with the COVID-19 injection. There is a link to Johnson's 38-page report in one of his latest posts on the social media site X. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies arrested a 23-year-old Waupun man following a high-speed pursuit early Friday morning. According to the sheriff's office, a deputy was in the median on Highway 151 north of State Highway 49 in the town of Waupun when a vehicle behind him heading south crossed the median and continued traveling south in the northbound lanes of Highway 151. The deputy pursued the wrong-way driver, who eventually turned onto the South Frontage Road from the State Highway 26 northbound on-ramp. A chase ensued, during which the suspect's vehicle ended up on Oak Center Road traveling at speeds of 130 miles an hour. He pulled over after a 4.5-mile pursuit, and deputies arrested him at gunpoint. No patrol vehicles or other motorist vehicles were damaged, and no injuries were reported. The Waupun man is facing possible felony fleeing and OWI charges, in addition to several traffic citations. I'm Wayne Miles reporting for Civic Media News.